This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to another fabulous episode, excuse me.
Daddy!
Did your mother never teach you?
Well, we've been getting so much fan mail saying, I love it when you guys eat on the podcast. It's very professional. And the sounds bring a childlike soothing that takes us back.
Is that what they said?
That's what they said.
Oh.
And so we listen, fans. We read all your mail and we take it to heart. And I just wanted to open up with something that would kind of send the chemicals rushing.
That would be a little facetious. We do want to keep you around. But I found it quite endearing, Danny, personally. Then I don't mind a big mouthful of talk.
I'm used to it. Because, you know, it's like this. Let's just bring some meat right now.
Okay. But when we've got bigger morsels. Meat to come.
Morsels.
When do you get most of your conversation? And when did Jesus do most of his conversations? Around a meal?
I'm talking about
and it. I reckon
that. And the Bible says he came eating and drinking.
The Son of Man came feasting, yeah. And guess what? He wouldn't have had to say much. He'd had to keep his mouth shut if he just had to chew.
Well, I disagree with this because there is a condition that I figured out that I have. And I can't. It's like mesothelioma or something. It's where sounds really freak you out.
So you don't like the munching of other people?
No, ever since I was a kid, I was really freaked out by my brother chomping on his cereal.
Yeah, but Serene and I eat here in the podcast.
It bothers me.
No, it doesn't.
What about your own chewing?
No, it doesn't bother me. If I can't hear it, if it were a sound in my ear as I was listening to a podcast, I'd wreck my car.
Okay, so therefore, all these people writing and saying, please stop eating while you're
talking.
They
have mesothelioma.
Well, what we need to do is heal them of mesothelioma and schism.
Yep. Hey, but we have with us people, you know him, you love him. He's Scott Gilmore.
Scott Gilmore. Hey, Scott Gilmore is the inventor of our skincare line. Well,
him and his
wife. I know
what
he'll say. Scott, you have a mic and you must speak into it if you want to be heard.
You must bring it closer. And also, Serene, naughty girl, I've been listening to our unshow back and our podcast, and you are all over the place with volume. Speak into your mic, love.
Good on you, mate.
Hey, but Scott's wife, Kathleen, I know Scott will give her the credit. But I think they probably are a great team.
They're a great team.
Has come up with our fabulous skincare line.
So let's be totally transparent. The team is actually, Serene and Pearl say, I want something that will do this. And I would like this to happen. And so they dream these great ideas up. And they're like, let's all get together and make these things happen. And then Kathleen's like in the kitchen lab and designing.
She is an incredible herbalist.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes.
God has gifted her with it.
And then Pearl's like, no, this herb. And then Serene's like, no, that herb. And so we get the this and that herbs together.
And then Scott has this amazing ability to the knowledge of speaking out on the herbs and everything that. His wife makes the concoctions, but then if you need to know why those concoctions work, you just press play.
And today we are here about what you all have asked us for, been asking, when is the day approaching when you're releasing your new CBD formulas, girls? Well, it is nigh. It is nigh upon us, people. And Scott, you know, he helped us. Scott and Kathleen formulated the feminine balance with us, and so he has been a big part of these new ones, and oh my goodness, they are doozies.
It's exciting. It's hard to contain the things we're hearing from some of our test groups.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Is any of it going to be that hardcore stuff you gave me in the office?
Yes. So
that's one of our products.
I feel I shouldn't be one to announce these names.
Dude. Heavy hitters.
Yeah. Dude, I was done for the day.
I thought he was talking about Masculine Prime.
Oh, Masculine
There's
Prime.
That too.
I think this must be stronger than Masculine Prime, what I had.
Yeah. So we, you know, obviously we've heard the requests and the heart of Serene and Pearl and the whole Trim Healthy Mama family is to offer and deliver the best of everything. I mean, that's kind of our deal. That's what we do. We find the best, we bring the best, and with it, we bring the education that makes it so effective. And so heavy hitters are coming. They're ready to come.
And
now.
So with the Trim Healthy Hemp, you know, Serene and I had started to learn about hemp because, and this is how usually everything comes to you, because of things in our own family or needs or problems, and we have found help. So, Serene's son had stage 4 cancer. I mean, hemp, we discovered, was, you know, part of that healing. We don't call it just the only thing, of course, but it was definitely a helper. I discovered that it was so fantastic for this time in my life with my hot flashes. And we all got together and met some people and decided, let's do a formula.
And I had a young son,
woman.
A little three-year-old who needed some, you know, just some mental focus stuff.
And so once we realized what this was doing for our families, we're like, hey, let's bring this because this is powerful stuff. So we did, right? Never thinking, well, there'd be more formulas and family and stuff. We're just like, let's do a, you know, our audience is mamas. Let's do a mama formula.
Yeah.
And we have heard, can you believe the response, Scott?
So I hear about hemp babies and I hear about mamas sleeping and the end of hot flashes and just, I could just sit here and weep. Because, you know, as a believer, all we ever want to do is emulate the things that Jesus did. And the thought of making someone well, Serene, is just, as you would say, it's beyond. Mm-hmm. And we all pray for miracles and we all seek healing. And, you know, and we usually turn the barrel upside down looking for the things we need. Mm-hmm. And I know you did for Arden. Mm-hmm. And we all just dug and we searched. And now to be a part of something that's causing happier family lives.
Yeah.
And better rest and babies,
anxiety. Yes. And here's a huge thing is, you know, menstrual issues. I hear daily from people, I just had my first period without debilitating cramps, things like this. I mean, I feel like, I remember the first day we released Feminine Balance and, you know, and some of the ladies that were in the test group and the admins, one said to me, I just prayed today that every formula that goes out will just be anointed and it's like it happened.
Yeah, I know.
This is the deal. You know, I believe that ultimate healing is through the power of the cross and through the power of Jesus' name. But he is the one who created the herb of the field. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, Hezekiah, the story of Hezekiah in the Bible, he was totally sick and he was just crying out to God and saying, heal me, God, because I'm dying. I need you to heal me. And God's like, okay, I'm going to give you 15 more years, right? So, but he said, but I want you to go and take a fig poultice and put it in your eyes, right?
Yeah.
And then Hezekiah's like, well, how am I going to know that I'm going to be healed? And God's like, well, I'm going to turn the dial back on the sun. I mean, I may not be paraphrasing the story properly, but in my head, he to show that this miracle was going to happen, he was going to actually turn the dial back on the sun, which is such a huge
it's
miracle.
Huge.
It's bigger than the fact that he could have supernaturally just touched the eyes, but he wanted him to put a fig poultice. He wants us to get involved in all of everything. He wants relationship. Even with this healing, he wants relationship. He wants us to get involved. So we pick up the little mirrors of healing that he's put on the earth. Mm. We pick them up and we mix stuff up and we get involved.
I love
it. Even the New Testament, Serene, Jesus spat in the dirt and made this mud poultice. There's something of the earth, Pearl.
Yeah, there is.
There's something there. We're made of earth.
I know. And you know what? For people that are just new to our whole hemp, maybe you haven't tried our Feminine Balance, or maybe you tried that one, it wasn't for you. And that's okay too, because we're all in different seasons of life. But let's talk about hemp. Let's clear up some confusion about some of it, which some of you might have. And let's talk about why we're doing this and why it is such a powerful healer. You know, when we've got this brand now called Trim Healthy Hemp. When people hear hemp, there's a stigma that it's marijuana. But marijuana is not a hemp plant. They are two different plants. They are cousins, and they both have cannabinoids. You see, inside our body, we have this endocannabinoid system, which people discovered like 50 years ago, and it's the largest system in your body, and it affects every part of you. It affects your immune system, your brain, your skin, your sleep, your hormones. The list goes on and on. And your mood's big time. And we're depleted. Why are we depleted, Serene, mostly?
Well, because it's out of our natural food supply now. There used to be wild hemp all upon the green grasses that the cows would eat. And so it was in our meat. It was in our milk. It was eggs.
Yes. I mean, it was everywhere, yeah.
But now it's actually,
the government.
It came and plucked everything up. Pearl, you were on a cruise recently off to one crazy island off in the middle of nowhere. Mm. And the cruise guy on the speaker says, you must be smelling something in the air. That is, what do they call it? Feral.
Oh, we were all smelling it. We're like, oh my goodness, it smells like skunk. It's like, and then someone said marijuana. And then he goes, oh, you're smelling that smell. That's our wild hemp.
On the island.
And you know, America used to be full of that. Every country has a wild hemp source. Are we not right, Scott?
That is correct.
But they went in to be scared of the drug. They went and plucked it all up. Now, marijuana, the drug that you think of when you think of, you know, the drug, the hallucinogenic drug, has high cannabinoids, and that feeds your endocannabinoid system, but you don't need that. The hemp plant itself has hugely high cannabinoids to go into your body and support your natural endocannabinoid system. So there's no reason for that high and for that drug.
The THC. It has, yeah. It has, they've actually changed it from, it naturally had a high amount of THC, but for the pleasure marijuana, haven't they hybridized it so it's like insanely
they have.
High? It's not even normal anymore.
No. Yes, they've crossbred it into certain strains that are very high.
Yeah, so they get that drug, that hit, that high.
That's what you were saying, that our body doesn't need the endocannabinoid. So you were talking the THC.
Right, we don't need that THC. Now, in our full spectrum formulas, and we've got some coming out that only have CBD. So CBD is one part of these cannabinoids that is so healing. You've heard of CBD oil, and that's what we're sort of releasing here. But in our full spectrum formulas, we have less than 0.3% of THC. Now, THC is the hallucinogenic, but 0.3 cannot. Can I repeat cannot? Cannot get you high. It's impossible.
And it's what is naturally in the hemp. Hemp has a small amount of THC. God put it there. We haven't like fandangled it. And
yes, Danny, you're jumping.
I just think it's funny how most listeners will be relieved that it can't get you high. And there is a small percentage who are a little disappointed.
All shucks.
You're right. But listen, you know,
are you one of those?
There are plenty of mushrooms in our woods. There are mushrooms that are so medicinally healing.
Yeah.
They have a cousin that'll kill you in a split second.
Or they'll take you on a trip to Never Never Land.
You may not recover. You may not come home.
But I put seven little punnets of mushrooms in 7 pounds of beef every time I make a big crock pot of beef.
The kids start disobeying.
It's a cousin to the stuff that would absolutely make my children high
poor
for life.
Hemp. Hemp has got a bad rap because its cousin is called marijuana.
So it's systemically demonized, Pearl, actually, from the top down. Large oil companies and large pharmaceutical companies, it's not in their best interest for us to have access to wild hemp because you can make cars from it. You can make other plastics from it.
You can heal your body with it.
You can make clothes.
Which is the biggest problem.
And rope. Oh, and it replaces biodiesel. And it also makes your body well. And those are just all these perfect reasons to say hemp is an evil plant.
And so at first, you know, even the government didn't understand the difference between marijuana and just regular hemp, which we get our CBD from. Then recently, just a few months back, right before we launched, the government said, okay, we get it. CBD oil is not a bad thing. You are legal to take it. Still, some states are a little behind and they're still fighting it because they think it's marijuana. It's ridiculous.
But some states, hospitals are behind and they won't even let you do the first hour with your baby.
I know.
Right. You know? So
I know. So, and also that people don't like this. Like you're saying, I mean, there's some government things that are cracking down because it's such a natural healer. It's taking away millions from the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, can I just say something? You know, there's wonderful things our government do, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist like some people. I'm joking.
Jonathan, the producer.
No, but we have to be honest and open that the government, for certain reasons, are very strong in ways that aren't for our best interests. Like I'm looking into different clinics just for natural alternative cancer therapies, just seen you've had it, maybe it's good to just repeat natural preventive.
Yes.
Just for preventive. So I'm ringing some clinics and they're like, well, we don't do anything pediatric. There's no alternative clinic that will do anything pediatric.
No,
why
don't.
The government will not let anyone with a child under the 18 have anything but chemotherapy, burning everything off of their body.
They will take the child away
from
you
if you try. They will remove the child, even if. So my point is bless the government, but sometimes they have things wrong.
Sometimes. Having said all that, let us get to our new products because that's what we're here to talk about today.
That was amazing, though.
I know, Siri.
But it made me cry because I thought to myself, if my son was under the age of 18, when it was really bad, now, you know, he had conventional too, but
he did.
But it
sometimes
was
you want to try both,
natural,
right?
So that it was not a burn and you know, just a total, like, you know, burn the body as well as the cancer, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's sad to think that there is nothing available to parents except for a kidnapping of their child. And
I
just,
oh, it's very sad.
So we must use what's available. Mm-hmm. We must use what we know works. And we found amazing results with the hemp.
Okay.
It's undeniable.
Yes. And it absolutely undeniable. I could just say things in my own life. My biggest thing, and this is a night, you can't make this stuff up, right? In my own life, I'm 48, so I'm in perimenopause. And that means for some people, and I'm one of them, hot flashes. Like my body's saying, I'm flashing, you're going to a new stage. Flash alert, alert, alert.
She changed it from Priscilla now to Perry.
Perry, yeah. Perry.
Wow.
So now when I first started, you know, looking into hemp, I took it. I was able to sleep through the night for the first time since I'd had babies. So that's 20-something years. And lo and behold, my hot flashes went away. Lo and behold, I'm talking for an hour. I would get for an hour to zero. I mean,
that's a big change.
I mean, you can't placebo that.
No.
Okay. And my hot flashes started in my face. They radiate out to my whole body. But I was just like a trooper. I'm like, hey, God's got this. Him and I'm not going to be identified by perimenopause stage.
Stay
all that. You know, I was fine.
Yeah.
Okay, but I love not having them. Now, so then ran out of femme balance and all that and was trialing all these new things for Scott.
Yeah.
So I wasn't on my regular routine. Then I would say, no, let's change it. So I wouldn't take the hemp that I was trialing for Scott, and I didn't have any. I didn't have any hemp for like 3 weeks. Guess what happened to me?
Got flashy.
Flashy.
Yeah.
Hot and flashy. Okay, so I was so hot and flashy. So then, can we talk about this product first then, Scott?
Yes.
Scott handed me this cream, and I'm like, what are you talking about a cream? I want my tincture back. And he's like, Pearl, just try this.
Yeah, so throughout the last year, while we've been digging deep on this whole hemp thing, we've been, you know, continuing to make what we believe are the world's finest skincare products. Mm. And knowing that it was a fantastic delivery system for all the nutrients that your skin needs, the gourmet skin food thing, to get all these great herbs and elements and minerals and enzymes and chlorophylls into your skin, into your system. And so Kathleen and I just decided, let's experiment with the CBD.
And with an aloe uptake, right?
With the aloe uptake, the bioidentical uptake.
You read a study that it can be in your bloodstream within...
Some say 26, some say 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay. So he gave me this cream and I'm like, I don't believe you. Mm-hmm. I've heard that creams take much longer to get into your bloodstream. I was like, he's just said, okay, don't believe me, just try it.
Yeah. I didn't want to convince you. I wanted you to give an honest evaluation.
Thinking it wouldn't work, Scott. I was convinced it wouldn't work. Well, within the hour, my hot flashes stopped.
Are we talking this same cream I'm holding right here?
No, that's a new one.
That's a top secret.
Yeah, I know.
But it is similar topical.
Well, because 17 minutes and 40 seconds ago, I covered as much of myself as possible with this. And I'm ready for a long winter's nap, and I don't have much to add today.
Oh, right. So you're very relaxed.
So we need to keep that on hand.
He's not very Danny hyperactive.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. It's like Ritalin.
Oh, okay. And you are Ritalin. An ADD type.
Hey, Chillax stuff that we're talking about, this Chillax cream.
Oh, we didn't say the name yet, but now you did.
Chillax. Sorry. Chill and relax.
I could sleep right here, right now.
Can nursing woman take the Chillax?
Yes. We made it. Hold on. Yes. We made it for a nursing woman. Everything in it didn't work.
So the Chillax does not have any sage.
Yeah, exactly. We made it nursing friendly, Serene.
Yes. Right. It has no sage of any form.
Right.
And
just say pregnancy, give it a skip. But
so here's what's cool, okay? Through the skin, through this giant God-given filter, your largest organ, you can absorb so many things that typically would just make you so sick inside. Yeah. You wash your hands in dirty water, you don't get sick. But if you drink it, you get cholera or giardia.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize the water was bad.
Yeah.
And so the skin is a fantastic filter for bad things.
Yeah.
But it's also a perfect delivery system for good things. And so I want to say we stumbled upon this, but really we've all been working together for decades on these things. The same awesome infused technology that goes into all the skincare products makes this new Chillax CBD topical calming cream shockingly good.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
What
I did not
herbs
have
in the Chillax again. Okay, it got catnip in it. Right?
Just a minute, I've got to wake Danny.
And you know what? And you know what? CBD is not sleepy for many people, but for some people it is. So you would take this one at night. You would take that one at night. Yeah. We do have some that actually are stimulatory, and we're going to talk about it coming up.
What are the herbs in the chillax? Because we want to talk about it now so I don't have to write something about it afterwards about the nursing and the pregnant for the cream.
Okay, Leslie Pops, co-producer, can you bring up the herbs? I do want to say we have it in the cream, and we're going to talk about why.
Okay.
Scott, you had this idea for children and stuff, and then we do have it in the tincture, so
I'm
we do have it under
in
your
just
tongue.
Just a minute, just saying. Okay.
Because
chillax
this
is sublingual and it's in a topical.
Yes, and the reason we did both. Yes. This is for the whole family. So we have got, you know, think about hyper children. Mm-hmm. Maybe we don't want to start saying. We're not doctors here. We don't want to say, you know, you take so much of this for this condition, diagnosing and all that. We're just saying, hey, this may be great for your family to try. Whether you have toddlers that are, you know, just showing signs of, is there autism? We don't know. Are they on the spectrum or do they need to come down? Do you have anxiety? Maybe your mother-in-law needs it. You know, this is for the whole family. And that's why we use these two different formulas. Scott, I'm going to let you talk about, but talk about the herbs in there. Leslie has a list.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. One of the things that happens when you take a tincture, especially with a little child, is that they don't want to hold it in their mouth as long as they could and should to get the full effect. Mm-hmm. And so you want your child to kind of chill and relax. And you've got somebody who's just buzzing around and trying to get that under their tongue and being like, sweetie, hold it there for 30 seconds. Yeah. We thought, like, can we attach a nursery rhyme to this process?
Can I just give a little tip just for those who want to take a sublingual? Because I give a sublingual to my little 3-year-old. Is I hold the dropper under the tongue. I release the oil in and I keep the dropper under the tongue.
Okay.
So it doesn't signal a swallow, and I do a little I'd sing a song, hold it under the tongue, hold it under the tongue.
See, that's what we need. We needed some system, you know. It's an encouragement to stay there.
Yeah, but it doesn't stay there for as long as it needs to, but it gives me a little more time.
So this is what appealed to me. I started thinking about the whole, you know, I always think, well, I always want to think from biblical terms.
Yeah.
And I think about those scriptures in James about anointing the sick and laying hands on. And I'm like, wait a minute. If we could add some oxytocin and some vasopressin and those love chemicals that we have between our children and us when we touch them, Serene.
Little massage, little touch, little
calm down, sweetie. And then you're putting that chillax topical on. Mm-hmm. And for that child who won't hold that tincture in their mouth, you can pray. And you can put your hands on, and you can give them that full gospel thing.
That was kind of the Vicks VapoRub idea. Yeah. Well, was that the parent can rub a soothing balm onto the child.
And if it would have just been clean, it would have been magnificent.
I know, but here's what's cool. This rubs into areas that are exposed. You don't have to do the chest thing. So if your child is having a meltdown in the grocery store,
you can slap them upside the head with it.
You've got a little piece of it, and you're just like in her arms. You're just like shoulders. Come here, little Johnny, and you're just rubbing them.
You being the crazy mum that's taken away to jail, you get to be like the hero mum.
You're
award.
Like the healer. And we've had a podcast. You are healer of the home before.
Can we use this on other people's children in the grocery store? Just asking for a friend.
There's a dad. I know. There's a dad out there right now. Like, I bet it'll lube my belt up pretty well.
I don't know. No.
But anyway, you know what it is too? Between a husband and a wife, it's that really healing thing too. If someone is stressed, anxiety, you know,
husband comes home from work and
or wife can rub into the shoulders. Not only are they giving that tension, you know, free rub, they're putting in amazing soothing CBD with these herbs.
I want to hear the herbs because I know there's pregnant women who just are exhausted and I want to hear the herbs.
Yeah, right. So catnip.
Yes.
We'll do them in alphabetical.
We'll do a little bit of it.
And I looked into catnip. It is very safe.
It is very safe.
During pregnancy?
For children. Let me look at it.
I think during pregnancy, you need to give it a little skip, I believe.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, it's
do your own research. Topically, you're going to get so little of some of those that it may not be a problem.
May not
be. You know what, though? It's awesome for cats.
Just do your research. Yeah,
cats love it.
It is awesome for cats.
So if you've got a wild cat.
Now, catnip, why did we put this in here, Scott? You're the guy.
Yeah, because of the calming effects. Yes. It is just a known calmer. So catnip, chamomile,
of course.
Chamomile's safe for pregnancy.
It is, and we've got lavender,
which
is safe, and passion flower.
And I'd say passion flower and catnip. I would give it a skip just for pregnancy for me. But guess what? You can put that back in for nursing.
Right. And then children. When you're carrying the baby all day and you're getting the sore.
Yes. So we were
thinking
children.
Valerian, a little small amount of valerian, because we don't want people to drop into a coma of sleep.
Yeah.
But there is a small amount of that, and that is one of the most calming herbs.
Just explain yourself so no one's going to get freaked out. Coma of sleep, not coma. Valerian is safe.
I was exaggerating. Yeah. I just meant it can be very relaxing.
So once again, most of these things, or I should say all these things, are bioidentical to your skin. They're adaptive to your cells, and you're going to get what you need, and you can pass on what you don't. When you're operating correctly, your cells go, yes, I can use that. Give me this amount, and the rest is passed by.
That's what's beautiful about herbs.
The body. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a God-designed body. It's
there's
amazing.
A whole podcast right there is the synergy of healthy cells functioning correctly because we're eating food that comes from the earth, coupled with using herbs as healing ointments from the earth and them actually acting together, coming into a normal functioning cell. So that's a whole nother thing.
That's good. Our philosophy has always been plants as food, plants condensed into a poultice, like in the Bible, as a topical medicine, and then plants condensed all the way down to an essential oil for kind of more of a nuclear strength plant. And so in our topicals and in our creams, we use them all.
Yeah.
And we say that our products are gourmet skin food because your skin does take them in.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. It's patent pending, our process here. It's proprietary, so no one else is doing this particular way. We are doing it with the CBD and these herbs being infused into the bloodstream from our skin. So it's pretty incredible, and I'm sitting here as living proof. But Scott, you got to talk about the boy that you gave this cream to test his parents that hadn't been to sleep in his bedtime. Talk about that.
Yeah. So this guy is on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And
you mean autistic spectrum?
I do. And he's the fantastic family, but we'll give them their anonymity. This guy is so wired that he has trouble keeping his clothes on in public. He's just got a lot of sensory issues.
Yeah.
Never goes to sleep on time. He doesn't sleep until he literally gasses out and passes out somewhere.
Oh.
First night. First time,
I'm 30 like
minutes,
crying.
And he's in bed. He's in bed at 9 p.m. and he sleeps all night. No night terrors, no screaming.
Oh.
And you know, you go, okay, that's anecdotal evidence. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
but I know these people.
Yeah.
This is not somebody on
what
the internet.
What did the mom say? Was
I actually
she just
got
in tears
when it comes to things like that?
Yeah, they.
Oh my goodness.
So the parents are like, we put our children to bed at 9 o'clock, and we talked.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, no. No, we put our children to bed, and my wife and I
We had a conversation.
Yes, we had a conversation
yeah.
that was not interrupted by screams or naked children running around.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about toddlers. I'm talking about...
Yeah.
You know, when I was in my 20s, I almost had no appreciation for stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
I always saw... I would hear these kinds of things and just kind of tune it out because I'd never really suffered, you know? But when you have something that ends suffering... after you've been suffering, whether it's your own personal body or way worse, your kids, game changer.
Yeah.
It is so deep for you.
Well, I think everyone knows, you know, that you can trust Serene and Pearl. And for Pearl to say, I didn't believe, I wasn't expecting a result, I put this on and goodbye flashies. How do you contradict a personal testimony? Sorry.
Well,
you
I know that that's the thing is, and we don't take this. We know people have this trust in us, and Serena and I talk about it together. Sometimes we're like, we cannot ever break this trust.
Yeah.
You know, every product, everything we do, we better have a good reason. It better have worked in our lives. It better be safe for other people, and we better watch what we do here.
Yeah,
and so that is always in our heads, and I know that's for you, Scott, too.
It is.
Let's talk about the next product, which is Pure and Classic.
Can I say, I want to say one thing real quick on the topical thing. I have a skeptical nature, and I want to, you know, people say, I'm from Missouri, show me. And so, you know, when we were looking at the research on things that you put on your skin, there is a lot of scientific evidence to prove that these delivery systems do work because there's Nicoderm, and there is contraceptive patches, and there are
testosterone gel.
Sure. That's right, and all these things slow. So we know the tech is there. I read a stat earlier on how effective is the birth control patch.
Yeah.
And it's 99% effective for people who use it perfectly.
No way.
It's 91% effective for people who make minor mistakes.
But that's still huge.
And that's through, it's through the skin. We're talking the skin. About the
and
skin.
And it's a chemical-laden patch that interrupts your hormones. Yeah. Come
can
on.
Can I say something really quickly
for
those pregnant women? Because I never want to leave those guys out. Okay, yeah, right so on. You've got pain and you feel exhausted and you don't know what to do. A good topical for that is the magnesium chloride, magnesium oil spray. Just,
oh, and
just
by the way,
get some of that and put it on any painful, aching places
everyone's
while you're pregnant.
Be happy
safe,
to know
safe, safe.
The our coconut dream cream, which is rich in magnesium, has been reformulated and will be back for this summer,
ready That's my for the favorite. Season. Coconut dream
so,
cream is my favorite.
Absolutely.
So hydrating. And also
soon.
The magnesium chloride will actually prevent preterm labor, will prevent any kind of cramps that could turn into
early bleeding. I do
use bleeding.
Magnesium chloride on my body every single day, as well as now this cream. Hey, we have 15 minutes
okay,
to talk about
can
all the other creams.
I've been drinking spruce
You need a pee break?
Time.
We'll keep going.
Me too,
back.
So that means I can go.
Yes. Scott and I would just...
We will.
Would you guys take over?
We don't need
so,
you.
Were you going to move on to...
To Pure and Classic.
To Pure and Classic. Okay. So the Pure and Classic is actually that it's just simply the isolate, which is 99% plus pure CBD.
Right. And we created this for a reason, Scott.
That's
because
right.
Feminine Balance was whole hemp, means it had that tiny bit of THC.
Yes.
Some people, not all, were coming up positive on drug tests.
Yes. And some people... of their own conscience said, I just don't want it. I know it's not going to make me high,
right.
But I just don't want the THC, and we respect that.
Yes, and so there's some people that have mandatory blood tests and things like that, and some people don't want the other herbs. They're in a season of life where, you know, don't give me the herbs, just give me the healing CBD.
Yes.
So our Pure and Classic has a hefty 450 milligrams, more than the other, and that's all it is.
Yes.
Nothing else. So if you're worried about the other or you're worried about blood tests and things like that, urine tests, I mean, that's why we created that. So some men aren't wanting the feminizing herbs, or some men don't want the THC. Some woman, Serene, you want to talk about this. Our Pure and Classic, that is one that... doesn't have any, you know, herbs that could be problematic for pregnancy or nursing or anything
right.
like that.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm really careful with anything I put in my body during nursing and during pregnancy.
Yes.
And so I was really asking Scott, let's formulate something that's just totally clean of everything, just the CBD. So that would be something that I'm going to be personally taking throughout my pregnancies and my nursing
but
experience.
Each
person needs to take their own research. You might research online, and there's, you know, it's not many years where people have been taking this while pregnant. So a lot of sites say, well, you know, there's just not enough evidence. The evidence to me is that it was in the food chain for years and all that stuff, and it's missing, and obviously we need it. And those are pregnancy and nursing are times when we get even more depleted about things we're missing, and we need that extra support. So I'm going to be doing it personally, but I'm a bit of a
You're a bit of a renegade.
But so
we have talked to some people who had fantastic pregnancies using it. But you know what? That is up to you. And it's certainly not a mandatory THM thing.
Hey, no. I have a question.
Yeah.
What is the most absorbing part of the body? Does anyone know?
Well,
is it the neck?
Apparently the trunk.
What is that?
Of your body.
Like the stomach?
People used to say scalp and the bottom of the feet.
Soles,
but apparently, soles of the feet.
But you know what? Even I have been doing
the torso.
Core.
The chillax cream, I have been doing many different areas, and I find them still effective. I do inner arms. I do shoulders, décolleté, because these are things, you know, that I can just put on if I feel it.
Yeah.
Shoulders, neck, and inner thighs I find is good. You can get fast-absorbing areas, which is where the skin is thin, or slow-absorbing, where a little slower, where there's some fat, like inner thighs.
Very
and so
good.
That's, you know. Okay, let's get back. After Pure and Classic, we have, let's talk about Masculine Prime, can we?
Yes. So I'm a little bit giddy.
And these are the names of the products.
Yes.
Pure and Classic Masculine Prime.
Yes.
This is for males.
Okay.
So the Masculine Prime, and I love the name. I wish I would have thought
awesome.
Of it. It was not me. It was Serene and Pearl, of course.
I was here.
But
thank
I have some serious branding envy over that name.
Well,
it's
Danny,
amazing.
I praise you for Spoose.
Yes.
I actually think I said the word Prime. Because I'm my Optimus Prime, I'm a Transformers
fan. He was here the day that we were talking about it, Scott.
I could have named this product, and I'm pretty sure I did. But
I'm just teasing.
But yeah, I don't. But do I care? Do I need that?
Oh,
no, it doesn't sound like you care at all.
Oh my goodness. That's all I can say about the testimonies coming in from the husbands in our test group.
Yeah, so...
How come my husband hasn't been given any bottle yet?
Because he sent them to... He didn't want any family members or biased opinions.
Well, I can't tell anything about it, people.
So this all started... We were looking at herbs to put in the Maskin Prime. And what started it all was my own son, who had been through a lot of different body changes because of competitive weightlifting and bodybuilding, and he had crashed his T system. And so he began...
What is that?
His testosterone.
Okay.
And so he had just wrecked it because of weightlifting and all these things. And he was looking for a way, honestly, because they wanted to have a child, another child. Yeah. And so through some of his research, he's like, you know, I've found there are some good herbs out there. And that got me looking. And I said, hey, Dustin, are you by any chance using ashwagandha? He's like, yes.
Tell me that's bad.
That was good.
Because I give it to my husband every day.
So he doesn't need any more then, because that is the number one and first ingredient.
It's in my spoose, people.
In Masculine Prime, and it is a known tea builder. So we went down the list of the testosterone builders, and we loaded this tincture up with the best. Ashwagandha, cinnamon bark, hawthorn leaf.
Oh, that's going to lower
the,
men's blood
the somewhat
sugar.
Notorious
really
horny goat weed.
One of the reasons, though, that males have a problem sexually sometimes with it going low is the high blood sugar.
High blood sugar
so cinnamon bark
and
is
impotence
known, yes.
is completely
Daddy's
related.
Daddy's laughing at me.
Red ginseng.
With it going low?
Yeah. Daddy.
What are you...
Sexual desire going low.
Oh, okay. G-rated, please.
Wow.
Well, it's context.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Do I have to sit on the couch next to him? Okay.
Okay.
Hey,
so
go and take some of your CBD cream and so get all tired.
But
again.
Back to the results. Yeah, I know. It's
get
worn
all tired
off already.
And shut your mouth.
Help.
Okay. Yeah.
So back to the results. To a person that has tried the Masculine Prime, they are having equal. Astounding results to the FemBalance. Yeah. It really has become the counterpart for the guys who are experiencing less energy, less interest, just kind of feeling drug out. And we know as we get older, your T levels naturally drop, so you know it's a thing.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. This is big stereotype, and this is for younger men and older men, though younger men may not need it as much, okay? But maybe if you're over 30, over 35, definitely over 40, definitely over 50, and definitely over 60. Okay, this is big stereotype, especially in Christian circles, that men, and yes, sometimes it's true, that men are the ones, and I'm talking about many facets of being prime as a male, but let's talk about desire and interest in the marriage bed, right? This is big stereotype that husbands are the only ones that want it, and they chase their wives around, and she sort of gives up every now and then and lets him have some sex. Okay, there's a lot of women just wishing that their husband would chase them around the room for once.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And I hear from these women.
Yeah, we're hearing from them, yes.
And
the unchaste.
You ain't hearing from my wife.
The unchaste woman. And let's just say this is really helping, and
so
we're hearing
that. So you know
what?
This is the perfect combination to the Trim Healthy diet, which helps lower that blood sugar.
That's correct. Yeah.
And then if you need something to just, this is it.
But it's not just desire in the bedroom too. No. It is assertiveness. It's getting your mojo back. It's a little bit of energy. It's got some great adaptogens in there, that ginseng.
Well, ashwagandha is an adaptogen as well.
It is.
And for energy. And so now some men want to take this in the morning. Some men will be fine to take it at night too, but some may want to take one of the more calming ones, like just the 450 CBD at night, if they find it's too stimulating. But so some of them do find that it's not, and they can sleep with it.
In our test group, we are finding that the guys typically like taking it in the morning because it gives them so much energy for other things.
Yeah.
And
then maybe an afternoon rather than a just before bed
one. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, the Masculine Prime is currently a... sublingual tincture.
Yes, it is.
And it is stimulating or not?
It is stimulating.
It is mildly stimulating, full spectrum. Also,
so it wouldn't
make
me sleepy like this is.
No.
Probably not because of the herbs in there that are.
Oh, it's got the balance.
I want to be sleepy if she's needing to be chased around.
Yeah.
If you like to samba. That's you.
All I'm saying is we will be making all of these as creams too as time goes on.
We are. We are. Last question. Yes.
Another question. Is it for sale right now?
Oh, creams.
Danny, I thought you didn't need it.
Creams is going to be great. There's going to be a masculine prime cream.
Now he's saying he's asking if it's for sale, and he's now
not for me. I'm asking for a friend. So, but is it for sale in our like our Nashville store?
I think this potty is going right before it comes on for sale. As this is released, just wait a few days. That's the hope. No dates.
No dates. But it's currently not then. Okay.
However, guys, if you use Masculine Prime, you will get a date.
Hey.
Just won't be with us.
Well.
Okay. I do want to say for all the people, listen, let's just say that you're over 50 and your testosterone is completely tanked to 200 and it needs to be at 1,000.
Okay.
Let me say, it is still a good idea to go to a bioidentical doctor and get it checked, and actually maybe you're at the point where you actually need some bioidentical testosterone. The Masculine Prime can still go in there and be a fabulous, fabulous booster.
I would never contradict the Pearl. I would just say yes to that. And also, if you find that you're getting good pop from MP, from the Prime, you could twin some of these herbs in a capsule, like the ashwagandha.
Yeah.
You could
or
also
spruce.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yes, all true. All accurate. Get well. Get your mojo back.
Exactly. Because women need their man with their mojo, and a man needs his mojo.
You know
mojo.
What I love? Somebody said, be so much of a man that your wife doesn't go looking for another man to do the man things. And that means defense. That means leading. That means prayer in the bedroom, anywhere. Be the man.
Ooh.
And the Trim Healthy Diet's perfect for that.
Hey, I have a
lower your blood and get amped up and be the man of God.
Hey, I want to say a man note, too, because, you know, first impulse with men is often to be in denial and reject things that seem to be like a crutch for you. Like, well, I'm man enough. I don't need that. But here's
no Mexican man need that.
Yeah, but here's an argument I would make to that.
Your first offense.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what like me rises up. Like, I don't need no help there. I'm good, right? But here's the thing: if you are experiencing those, you know, low T or whatever, I'm sure when I'm like 108, I might possibly
maybe. He's just talking for
be able to relate. But I'm just saying, if you are, like, I would say that it's not because of a flaw of yours as much as it is a flaw in our what do you call it, our food cycle,
well,
and the way
of man.
There's many things. Can I give
like nobody eats right anymore? Nobody, like, our foods are lacking in nutrients.
Can I back you up?
Yeah, go.
Okay,
go.
And this is going to be quick because we have to get to the others before we finish. My husband experienced at 50, and he's 15 years older than me. When he was 50, experienced extreme low energy, mood swings, many things. I mean, all the issues with a man with low T. And I'm like, it's low T. I know it. He was just this way. No, I don't need any help.
Right,
I'm not going to see any doctor. He resisted. In the end, I made an appointment for him, and I dragged him to the first doctor that said, and test him. Oh, he's in range. The range was like 300 to 1,000, and he was like 322 or something.
Very
in range.
Low.
We're not going to do anything. So I made another appointment.
But everybody's range is different, I reckon. He was meant to be somebody who, you know, because he naturally ran
my
on a higher
I know what his personality is like, and he was a very, you know my husband, he's very assertive, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And he was just listless.
Yeah.
So I dragged him to another one. I just wanted I needed this for our marriage, okay? And that he's like, I don't even know how you're doing what you're doing. Your T is so low. We're going to make you feel so much better, this doctor, night and day. Put him on testosterone. My husband's been on testosterone for 10 years now. Discovered it was from something called an endomyomania. They looked at his brain, and it's a benign little tumor.
Oh, wow.
Which causes T to go down, and which causes some other hormones like prolactin to go up. So there can be many reasons. And, you know, he was just living with that. If we hadn't discovered that. So, yes, he's been on testosterone.
You
I
don't
my
feel
man
weird for Pearl talking to these men about hormones, because she talks to her dear own father.
Yeah, well, talk to my dad.
And all her brothers. She's got them all on it.
There's one little tech thing I have to say, and that as you age as a male, the refractory period can drastically, the gap can get massive.
Yes.
Like, maybe you are able to get intimate with your wife on a day, but maybe you can't again for days days.
Yeah.
And as you get older, it gets that period gets,
that lengthens.
It does. And you just can't rebound.
Yeah.
And that's something we took into very careful consideration with these herbs. We wanted to decrease that refractory period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going on vacation with your wife and you've got one chance at happiness, come on.
I mean, you want a romantic time should be a romantic time.
Yes, and you don't want like, the pressure and the stigma. I know, and I feel like as we get older,
it's okay for us to realize that these things happen, and we're not 18-year-olds, and so there's patience and there's love and there's helping each other through, both female and male.
Right on.
I mean, because female, we have issues too as we get through this time, but I think if we can both just be open, talk, converse.
This was when it comes fine wine, people.
Yeah, this is when love and passion becomes fine wine. Guess why? Because it's been tried. And you go through the trials and you go through the fire and you come out and you're refined. And so you're not 18-year-old rabbits, but boy, it's beautiful.
It's way more beautiful.
We got to use the bunny analogy.
Bunnies.
Okay.
Yeah, well, why there not? We go. Hey, okay, next. Next.
Just saying. Okay, so we, obviously very excited about the ones we've mentioned. The heavy hitters, I think, deserve a little bit of airtime.
Mm-hmm.
The full spectrum heavy hitter is just an amazing, very dense, very rich hemp offering.
Now, this is the third product we're talking about.
This is. And this is the one that you tried in the office.
This is the most potent about this 3,000 milligrams of hemp extract.
And because it's full spectrum, it's the most drenched in cannabinoids.
It is drenched.
Cannabinoids.
Do we have a name
roll
for it?
The R.
Heavy hitter.
It's called heavy hitter.
Okay, there's two heavy hitters. Yes. One is full spectrum with the THC. One is CBD only, because at 3,000 milligrams, mm-hmm. you're getting quite a bit. Now, here's the deal. It's not cheap. It's not cheap for us to make. We understand it costs a lot of money, but it is for those fighting huge challenges in their health. So when Serene's son was fighting his
full
cancer,
full drop of morning, full drop of
he
night.
Took this the heavy hitter. When people are fighting extreme.
And as much as it's a heavy hitter, I put my 3-year-old on a full dropper a day, half in the morning, half at night.
Okay.
So
it's that safe.
He's not that he was fighting disease, but he had teeth issues, and I was trying to keep infection away until I could get this appointment with Vanderbilt.
So even though it's very potent, Danny, it's also very safe.
Okay, is this correct. What I tried?
It is.
Can we say the name that we wanted?
Be Danny.
He gave it to me, and I tasted it, and I was like, because we were like, should we sweeten this? Should we change the taste? And I was like, do not. I want this taste. Because it tasted so powerful and medicinal.
Yeah, that one is the full spectrum. The full spectrum.
Okay. So he goes, he puts a drop in my mouth. And as it drops out of the dropper, Scott says two words, liquid roach. And I was like, yes, name my band Liquid Roach if we can't name this product Liquid Roach.
It tastes
sorry,
very
I do
weedy.
Have a past, but I'm redeemed now. But boy, did it taste like.
No, it tastes okay. I actually love it. Yeah.
I love it.
You've never had marijuana in your life.
You know you're
getting
the plant.
I like it just because it's herby.
I've never tasted marijuana in my life, but I find it because it's very dank. It's very strong. You're gonna have to put your big girl boy pants on to do it.
Yeah.
But if you're fighting something,
hey, if you can eat yuck yum, it's gonna be delicious,
dude. It'll put you to bed. This makes me drowsy. That put me to bed.
Well, it does it to everybody, Danny. I'm just your particular body, but you could take that full bed.
He got energized. He gets energized at night. So when he's taking that full dropper, he has to do it more in the afternoon if he wants to sleep that night. Or sometimes he just alternates. He does 2 days. Like one day he'll do it morning and night. The next day he'll miss the night time. And then the next, because he knows he has to take that amount, but he just can't sleep
If you can't take the weedy flavor, we have CBD only for the 3,000 milligrams.
And it's just coconut oil.
It's beautiful.
And it just tastes like coconut oil only, but it's just as strong with CBD.
Well, it's probably the MCT version of the coconut oil, meaning it's probably got no taste, right? It's just silky.
Just silky.
So, think of some issues like you don't want to do conventional medicine, or maybe you do, but you need a side helper that's going to help your body.
A lot of people take CBD along with chemo or along with different things.
Oh, let me
things
tell like you this. Something it's so good for.
What's that, Dan?
I'll admit it. Anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have fought anxiety, and I know Scott's looking at me like, are you serious? I know I'm the most positive person.
I know, he's wearing a Hawaiian floral shirt.
Anxiety is deep. It's bigger than personality.
Anxiety's scared of you.
Yeah.
It's bigger than personality. It's you can be positive, and you can be the encourager and the counselor in your circle or whatever, and then you go and lay in your bed at night, and all of that comes up, and I can tell you that CBD products have
Do you know why I think it's bigger than that?
I think anxiety.
Do you know why I think it's
Danny.
Bigger than that? Because it's bigger than a personality. And I'll tell you why. Personality just comes from you. The Bible calls it a spirit of heaviness.
Spirit of fear,
you know,
or whatever,
and so
right?
Spirit of fear, spirit of heaviness. It's something that can come on people. It's not that. It's not even part of their genetic makeup personality.
No, it's heavy.
So
well, we had a lady write in that was talking about how like her chaotic, she has a lot of kids, and the chaotic sounds of her house can make her like full on PTSD, like just kind of snappy. And that's something I can actually relate to is, you know, I found myself in the past, you know, just, hey, guy, everybody be quiet. Everybody just trying to quiet everybody down. There's a time for that. But I was too PTSD about it. And it's an anxiety thing. And I wasn't in touch with some of my anxiety issues.
So it calms your sensory.
Yeah. It just kind of takes that edge off of like, of that, and helps you get into a state where you can put it, you can take a mental picture and go, I have the anxiety in my hand in a little box, and I now put it on a shelf, and I throw that shelf out. I don't need that, and it doesn't help me.
And I just quote
me.
Scripture over it because it takes that spirit.
I can say
and
for
beats
me
it up
personally,
with the Holy Spirit.
That's actually better.
Yeah,
because then you.
But God wants us to put the fig poultice on the eye too.
Yeah,
so
that's
let's
right.
take the
Well, I am self-diagnosed world's worst overthinker, Pearl.
That, yeah, yeah.
I mean, like whatever's going on.
Hey, you want it?
I'm terrible,
well,
which is a form
like,
of anxiety. Overthinking.
I don't want to be that anymore. But I really was.
We all struggle with this.
I know you are, Scott, because whenever you come to me and give me a new product, you're like, I was up all night and I was thinking about this, and I couldn't sleep, and at 3 a.m. I had this idea, Pearl, and I'm like, Scott, why aren't you sleeping?
Yeah, and sometimes, and actually, no one knows this, but Serena and Pearl shoot down all my dumb ideas too, and there are lots of them at the 3 o'clockies.
They shoot down your good ideas.
Oh, 3 o'clockies, any song you write at 3 o'clock in the morning you think is fabulous. Yeah. Wake up in the morning, you're like,
well,
oh my.
But the CBD for me personally, for me, I don't go to bed overthinking anymore.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's like, so I feel like you feel, Danny. I've gotten something I didn't expect to get from all this.
Well, it's got
to
be the whole man, you see. You treat the body, the soul, the mind.
Hey, but we're at 50 minutes.
Let's do it.
We did it. We managed to cover it all. It's
do we
fun.
Need to just give the names one last time?
Let's go through from the very beginning. We've
got heavy hitter.
Well, let's start with FemBalance.
Okay, well, FemBalance, obviously you all know about that.
Flagship CBD product.
That's the flagship. That's our girl. She's the queen.
She's
amazing.
Okay.
And then the Masculine Prime
is
a new one for the guys.
We have Mom and Dad covered. Okay.
Mom and Dad. For the children and for our teenagers and anybody else that just wants to chillax.
Or you, or some of us need that.
For Daddy, for me, yes. I'll take it too. The chillax is going to be launching in a tincture, like the FemBalance, and in a topical.
So
that's
Chillax
our
first
topical.
Yep.
And would that be good
Hallelujah.
For ADHD, ADD?
Oh, yes. Dan, that's what it's for.
Autistic spectrum.
That's what it's for. Children who can't concentrate and for Danny boys.
I was about to say that. I'll
for
be
Danny
stocking
boys.
Up. Thank
and then
you.
Starting on the bottom, we've got the 450 milligram Pure and Classic.
No THC.
No THC. It's just 99% plus pure isolate.
Pure
and you know
and
what
classic?
You could do with that one? Actually, you could do it with any of them. If you know, if
and
you're a man, you could do it with masculine prime, whatever. But for children, you wouldn't want to put them on masculine prime. But if you have anyone with teeth issues, inflammation of the gums, any cavities going on that you're trying to like prevent from getting worse, until
that.
You can make an appointment, I brushed Remy's teeth with CBD.
Nice.
3 times a day. And the doctor who finally did the surgery, he was like, I can't believe. I was expecting way more abscessing when
so
I
that's
opened
like
everything.
A,
I couldn't
that's
believe
like
it
a
for how
fuel
long.
Or a coconut pull on steroids.
On steroids,
right?
Because CBD is so
oil
anti-inflammatory
pulling.
And so anti-infect and, you know, bacteria. And
what's the next one? Are too heavy?
So the two heavies are the ones that are left. And
okay, speaking to the mics.
The two heavy hitters are the last two. And
and the classic
rookie.
You could rub on your face, too, for acne and for different things.
Oh, and let me say about Chillax Topical.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous moisturizer, too, on your face.
Oh, yeah, by the way, it's in the extra mild base.
Yeah, so
everybody can use it
for our extra mild
there are
cream.
No essential oils so
I
that
know,
means
so
hey I want to get my tester back
I'm sorry
I gave
I'll
it
get
away.
You one yes right away
I do want to say as we're finishing I'm going to take 30 seconds to say this we've developed this Trim Healthy Health
you
family
see, that's really fantastic you've been using
thank
Chillax
you. Yes
glowing,
I have
radiant
this whole Trim Healthy Hemp family just because we've seen so many you know results but as we talked about at the beginning the government is not being kind to people that are selling CBD. We don't know yet, but at some point we may have to put our CBD products on a whole new website called Trim Healthy Hemp and change them from where they are in our Trim Healthy Mama website. We don't know yet because certain gateway pathways that where you do your credit card, they want to charge more and they want to put you in a certain thing with pornography people. I'm not really understanding it, but it's something. Jan, do you understand it, John? Because you're the one who told me.
They're just kind of distancing themselves.
Give them a microphone,
pornography
please.
Pornography and hemp together. So
yeah,
please explain.
That just threw me off.
Can you technify that, please?
Hey, so what's happening is, good, bad, or otherwise, hemp, anything cannabis-related, is, as Scott alluded to earlier, it poses a threat to oil companies, poses a threat to the pharmaceutical companies who are owned by the oil companies. There's high-level banking involved. There's textiles. There's fuels. I mean, this one particular plant family disrupts a lot of business. And all of a sudden, with all of these states in various forms of legalizing this stuff, they're not making it easy for people to sell. And it's kind of the Wild West out there right now. There's, what, 5 states that have full-on legalization, and many more are coming on board, and there's a lot of tax money. Everybody's trying to make a grab. What's happening right now is the credit card companies, Visa and MasterCard, are considering, and again, these credit card companies are also owned by the same banking institutions that own the oil and the pharmaceuticals, blah, blah, all that. They're just making it more expensive. So we don't want to cause all of the Dream Healthy Mama products to go up in price. So we are considering moving just the hemp products to their own store, their own website, so that we can keep our Trim Healthy Mama product line priced as it is. And we'll just see what happens with the hemp stuff as the lawyers and bankers figure it out and make it rough on the rest of us.
That's Illuminati, if you're listening, the voice you heard was not mine. That was John.
Send all hate mail to...
Danny is fully in support of whatever you guys come up with. Because we know you love us and care about what's best for our families.
Oh, sure.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Trim Healthy Podcast yet again. We're so glad you tuned in. And the herb of the field has been the topic of today. We hope you get you some of that goodness. And we want to give you more goodness on the Trim Healthy Podcast in podcasts to come. Trim Healthy Mama my way. And then I'll
be Trim Healthy Mama. America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.